Blog Talk Radio.
To the Healing Light Show. Today is it's April 6, 2013, and we're going to be talking about love and live a God-filled life. So we're basically going to be talking about today is how our family members, how people in our lives has reflected love to us and let us see a glimpse of what God's love is all about. God works through our family members. God works through our life. God works through things that we don't expect to help reflect Him to us. It's like there's times in our life that we need help. We need that little extra something to help us along. And all of a sudden, you know, a friend at work or a friend at school, if you're a child, a friend at a restaurant or somebody at the counter at Walmart says something nice to you, just reflecting that God's love to you, and it reminds you of what's really going on. And that's how God reflects Himself to you. And a lot of times when we go through times and turmoils in our life, we forget about that. We forget about all the things that God has really gave to us, all the blessings that God has gave to us, because sometimes we forget. I mean, even people have had tremendous, you know, spiritual experiences. They have times where they forget because they're in human form. All of us has the human brain, which is trying to work against the divine light that's within us. So sometimes it covers it up where you can't see it, but you've got to be reminded. God will remind you through other folks that, you know, he's there. And then once that opens up, you can reside back to, you know, Christ that's within you, the Holy Spirit that Christ gave you. It reminds you to go back to that Holy Spirit and let it speak to you. So many times we're so used to listen to the news, listen to this, listen to that, and we don't, you know, listen to our divine core, the Holy Spirit, that when we was baptized into the blood and the water of Christ, that he gave us the cell phone inside of our heart to remind us of all the glory and amazing gifts that he has for us. And, you know, the enemy don't want us to know about that gift. He certainly don't want you to know about that gift. He's going to throw 500 things up in your face to get you to forget about that gift of the Holy Spirit that was given to you. The best thing I always tell people to do is pray. Keep that communication with the Lord, because when you do, you make that gift inside of you stronger. It's like when you was born into the Holy Spirit, it's like your spirit man was starting to grow, but we forgot to read the word. We forgot to hear the word. We forgot to speak to God to get that spirit man to grow within inside of us. So one thing I encourage y'all at all times is to actually pray, stay in that communication with God. Have that sacred place within your house that you pray. Try to keep that place at all times that you pray, like in front of your bed, wherever you go. I mean, it doesn't really matter as long as you have a sacred space that you stay there for, you know, for your communication with God, because that sacred place will build the grace of God in that place. Every time you pray, that grace will grow in that sacred place, and you'll have that complete connection to the divine. He's with you all the time, but when that one sacred place in God's mind, he knows that you're there. He's watching you. He knows if you go to that one spot, he knows he's in full understanding that you're going to listen to him in full understanding right there. And after a while, after you build that communication through prayer and you let him talk and you talk to him and stuff, and then you start talking to him in the car, he'll start opening that communication to the car to listening to you. It's just keeping that communication. I mean, it's just like if you have a friend with you and he never talks to you, will you really listen? Will you just ignore him and turn up the radio? Most likely you will. So God loves you, but he don't know when you're going to speak to him. He's waiting. He's, you know, really waiting to speak to you, really waiting to hear from you. A lot of times, like, you know, the minister said, they're like, in a lot of times, his answers ain't always yes. But a lot of times, it is, too. So be open. And, you know, a lot of people, when they ask for miracles from God, they expect this big cloud or this big glory thing to open up in the sky and it comes raining out food or a car just fly in front of them. It don't happen like it. God works through other folks. He works through other people. So when your blessing comes, it will come through a way. I don't know whether it's an ad, I don't know, in a paper, or somebody calls you, or a good friend, you know, loans you money. I mean, I can't tell you exactly how it'll work. But somehow, the Lord will work through people to get you that item. There have been miracles where things just showed up. But it's whatever you can handle. If you can understand that, and miracles is that strong in your life, it may happen like that. I mean, I can't say it don't, because there's many different things that happen in this world. But I'll tell you one thing, he will show up through a friend. He will show up to you at a Walmart through somebody that, you know, just wants to say a kind word to you. I mean, I've had many things happen in my life. A stranger just comes up and starts talking to me about things when I was in need of ministering. And they just speak to me out of the blue. I wouldn't know who the person was. And all of a sudden, I'll just, you know that the Lord was speaking to me through that person, or it could have been the Lord, it could have been an angel. I mean, I had no understandings of who it was, but I'd sit back and like, well, I really needed that at that time. And it's amazing, is just, you know, just speaking to somebody in the store if they look like they're really in need. Be a walking angel for God. Be a walking Christ. Let Christ is within you shine. And, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, you know, I've really been walking a hard road with my life right now, and I just would love that one little kind word. And that one little kind word could do a lot within a person's life, because that's the only thing they're looking for is that one little kind word. And it could be thank you. you look very nice today in your clothes. Your hair looks good, you know. Thank you for the service that you gave me here, you know, at the store. Or just little kind words like it. It don't have to take a whole conversation. You start talking about the family tree and all that. Just a kind word that goes a long ways. And a lot of people, when it comes to witnessing for God, a lot of people think that witnessing for God is very hard, that you've got to grab a Bible and read 15 verses to them. It don't take that. The Holy Spirit does that. He's the one that does that. The only thing you've got to do is open the door to let the Holy Spirit in. Just share, you know, the Word of God that you know. You don't have to have the book with you all the time. If the Holy Spirit resides within you, the person that wrote to a person to write that book is already in you. You just got to let him work through you. So if you're wanting to witness to somebody about the Lord, just say, you know, Jesus loves you, and he loves you very much, and he wants to come within your life. Would you ask him to come in? Would you like to ask him to come in your life today? And if they say no, just say thank you. When you're, you know, ready, ask him, and he'll come running. Or if you need me to speak with you, you know, I will do it. I will, you know, talk with you. And a lot of times, if the person ain't ready, the Holy Spirit planted that seed into their heart. So the Holy Spirit will keep on poking at them and reminding them of all this. So you planted the seed, and the Holy Spirit does it all. You don't have to, you know, harass that person and keep on calling them and that, because you may chase them away from the Christian church. You may make them mad, but the Holy Spirit is the communicator for God that he has given us to share with others. So when we speak of the Lord, speak of his glory to somebody, that will penetrate their heart and will start growing a tree. So you started something within their heart, but the Lord will do the rest of it for you. I know when I started actually saving folks, it was something new to me. I've never did that before because, you know, I was raised in a Christian church and went to Unity and all this and that. And the Lord actually put me in front of somebody to save them. I didn't know what I was doing. I was like, this is strange to me. I don't know nothing about this. I saw some of my Pentecostal and Baptist friends do this, and they got all crazy with folks. And, Lord, I don't want to be like it, you know. And then when I was speaking to this person, the Lord just put her son on my heart very heavily. He just wanted to speak to him. And I called her, and I was like, I need to speak to your son. The Lord has put him on my heart, and I need to talk to him. And at the time, I had no idea what I was walking into. I didn't know what I was going to do. So all of a sudden, he's like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm driving a hard road in my life, and I'm ready right now for this. I was like, oh, Lord, I know the Lord's want me to save this guy. I don't know what to do. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just walking me through it, asking him to accept the Lord that he believed. But the thing of it is, I was asking to accept Yeshua, which is Jesus in the Jewish name. And people have smeared the name of Jesus so many times for so many weird things that, to me at that time, Yeshua is a name that no English guy really uses. Only Jewish and the true believers back in Israel would use for Jesus as Yeshua. I said, you accept Yeshua, because that was so clean to me and still is to this day. He said, yeah, I accept Yeshua from my Lord and Savior. And it just went on and on. And spiritually, I looked at his heart, and I saw the Holy Spirit, the flame of the Lord was in his heart. And I was like, man, this is really going on here. And after a while, I explained to him about the way his mom thought about him, and, you know, that she wasn't really sure that, you know, that he would really walk the walk and talk the talk that he's supposed to, because he's played this role so many times. But I explained to him that he's going to have to really throw his life out for people to believe is if he really wants to do this, and the Lord will be there to help him. And as of now, I mean, I've heard he's doing great things, and it's amazing what the Lord can do in your life if you just accept him in your heart. And I know we all screw up many, you know, a lot of times, and God knows I ain't perfect at all. I've got issues and stuff too, like everybody else. But I'm walking the path like everybody else. I'm learning. He's teaching me, and I sit here, and I'm a little bit more spiritually open than most people. And I can't tell you that you can't be that spiritually open too, because you can. Everybody can if you just build that bond with God. I mean, when I was a child, I always had to build that bond with God because I thought that I was all alone. I was the only child, and I didn't really have many people there would really listen to me. So the only person I know that was always there was the Lord, was God. So I built that bond. It's been ever since childhood. And I mean, I can't tell you that I was all that holy when I was a child, because I wasn't. I mean, I was a child, and I was learning and banging my head against things and this and that. But I have built that bond with God, which he speaks with me. I mean, not an open voice of, "Stan, you're here." You know, it ain't nothing like that. He speaks to me within my heart, within my heart. And you've got to understand between the ego, the enemy, which is planted in your mind too, which is your brain trying to mess up your Holy Spirit speaking and the Holy Spirit speaking. You've got to know which is which. And it's not easy. It takes time to learn which is the Lord and which is the enemy speaking to you. So it takes time. But the thing I can tell you is always build that communication, because when you stay in prayer with the Lord, you will know his voice. You will feel his love. And that love is what you're going to know the difference from. So when you're speaking, listening to your divine self within you, the Christ or the Holy Spirit within you, you've got to test it. You've got to see if it's really the Holy Spirit. You'll feel the difference. You'll know the difference. You'll know the love within you. So it's always listening. And if it's teaching you about the Lord, if it's telling you about to do better things for yourself, to really, you know, help somebody out and teaching you. Now, if it's telling you to how to find a boyfriend and this and that, that might not be the Holy Spirit, because he's all about your love for other folks and how to spiritually grow you. And maybe, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe, you know, God is trying to show you somebody. I mean, I can't tell you for sure, but I know people listening to the ego and misunderstanding that it's not the Lord that's speaking to them has end up in weird situations. So I always tell people to test it and see if it's the Lord and if it's your ego messing with you, because you know the enemy has been the king of playing God and thinking that he can manipulate you. So always test that inner voice and make sure it is your inner voice. A lot of times, the one way that I've understood is that the ego always changes its mind all the time. If the voice that you're hearing is changing its mind all the time, it's not the Lord. The Lord never changes his mind. It's always the same. It's constant, the same and same and same. See, the ego can't stay with one thing. It's always something different. His mind's changing constantly. So if the voice that you're hearing is always changing its mind constantly, it's not the Lord. It's actually the ego or the enemy's trying to mess with you. And if it's anything negative shooting at you, that's not the Lord either. He's always trying to, you know, build you up and show you love, not to kick you down. So that's one thing that I've learned is always when you're listening to the inner voice, listen for the love. Listen for it coming from your chest, from your heart, because that's where the Holy Spirit really will revive or live, will be right there. But anyway, it's a very interesting life. The Holy Spirit ministers to me quite often. A lot of times you've got to understand that past loved ones is still with you. Anything is bound in love. If you had, you know, if you're bound in love with your mate, if you're bound in love with your mom, if you're bound in love with your dad, you're bound in love with your brother. Love never dies. Only darkness dies, because it's what this world is all about. It's a separation. This world is created in separation. So when we separate ourselves from God and came down here, this world is all about separation. Everything is. So everything, it was combined in love and truth, will always reside. But anything that's born in separation and darkness can't reside, because the real main truth is the only thing that exists, will live forever, is God. God is the only truth. He is the only thing that will live forever. Everything else falls. That's the only thing that a lot of people don't understand, is that only thing that will live forever is God, because he is the only truth. He's the only thing that really exists. Anything else that was created out of God, that is created in separation, can't stand forever. That's one thing about the enemy. He knows he can't stand forever, because he don't exist. He's only created for a reason. He's only created for a reason. That was to teach us separation. He hates that. He wants you to stay in separation. He wants to separate your mind in turmoil. And he wants to poke you, you know, with his stick all the time and keep you away from God because he wants you to be just as separated and miserable as he is. So that's one thing you get to learn. You communicate with God, stay in the light, love, and be in truth. You will be with the divine. But as soon as you separate yourself and separate yourself from others and find this, and that's when your separation, you're dealing with the enemy. But anyway, I'm going to go right into Psalms 26. I was wanting to read Psalms 23 because my family, my grandfather passed away last week, and that's one of the main things. But the Lord moved me to this. It says, "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for your love is ever before me, and I will walk constantly in your truth. I do not sit with the deceitful man, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I anchor my assembly. I refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence. I go about your altar, O Lord, proclaiming out loud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. I love the house where you live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with the sinner. My life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands are wicked shames, whose right hands are full of bribes. But I laid a blameless life. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground, and the feet assemble. I will praise the Lord." That is Psalms 26. And my reading from the New Testament today is going to be Acts 1. Jesus took him up into heaven. In my formal book, I wrote about all Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen, after his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of time of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them a commandment: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John the Baptist with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was looking up before their very eyes, and the clouds hid him from their sight. Then they looked intensely up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood before them. "Men of Galilee," they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way he's seen him go into heaven. So the same way that Christ was taken into heaven before the disciples' eyes, he will, you know, come back to earth in the same way. And it also says biblically that Jesus showed up in many, many forms and many ways to the disciples. I mean, they said that if they had to write in the Bible how many times that he revealed himself to him, he said it said that it would actually fill up hundreds of books because he revealed himself thousands of times to his disciples and helped them with many different things. And he does this today. He don't only do this just to the disciples back about 2,000 years ago. He does this today. He's always with his disciples. He's always with his people. So like I said, I ask everybody, it's to build that bond with Christ, build that bond with God, and see what happens in your life. See things change. Because as soon as you build that bond with the living Christ, with God, you will see things change in your life. And one thing, my grandfather, he was a very good man. And during his funeral, we spoke about John 13, about the washing of the disciples' feet, that Jesus washed their feet, and they really didn't understand why he washed their feet. And he understood, and he didn't only want to tell them about the blood and about the water, had to wash them clean. That's why he had to do that. It wasn't only about that, too. I mean, that wasn't the problem. But he was saying, do as I do. It would be a servant to man. And, you know, serve your brothers and sisters, even the ones that, who don't believe, serve them. Because when you do, you reflect a Christ-like life to them. And I said that in my speech during the funeral, and it's so very true. You've got to be that servant. And sometimes we don't feel like being that servant. We just don't think that we have time and this and that. But that's the major time when you need to. Because the enemy is throwing so many things at you where you can't be that servant. He don't want you to be that servant. He don't want you to reflect Christ. He wants you to reflect him. Pain and turmoil and hate. And he'll put 5,000 things in your head to hate somebody, to block you from the true divine love. And I found this out so true. I mean, I still have trying times and stuff like that I fight with things. And we all do, but we got to learn to work through that. And, you know, some people, you know, that you try to help, and they keep on, I'll say, in many ways, keep screwing up and keep trying to push you to hate them. But that's just the enemy using them to get to you. So you get to love him no matter what. And a lot of times they won't, you know, the enemy don't want you to do that. But once you look through God's eyes, how he sees them, and a lot of people think in God's eyes, is that he sees all your sins and all of this and that. He sees who you truly are. He sees the love that you truly are. He doesn't see what you are now. I guess, you know, in one way he knows what you are, what you reflect. And you know, I'm sure he knows better than accept that. He don't accept it. He accepts that you are his son, his daughter. And when you see a person in love, that will reflect to them, and they will turn to that. So if you see a person in pain, you reflect that pain back to them, and they will reveal that pain to you. So if you're in pain, if you're in hurt in your heart, and everybody you see will reflect that pain and hurt back to you, they will tell you how many different problems they have if you're in pain, because you're reflecting it. But that's all I'm going to speak with and speak about today, because my time's about up on here, only a 30-minute show. But I want to thank you all for coming and visiting the Healing Light. At this time, I'd like to pray right quick. Only got like a minute and 6 seconds left. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come upon us at this time. I ask you to heal all the folks that's in my audience that needs healing. I ask the Holy Spirit to come upon them at this time. I ask you to heal their family, to bring your grace and love upon them. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for visiting the Healing Light. And we should have a show next Thursday. This Thursday, I don't have a show because I had something passed in my family. But I will have one next Thursday. God bless you all, and I'll see y'all next week.